My name is Mary, and you reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, we need you to hang up and dial 911. If not, are you calling to find the nearest assistance site?
No, I'm calling because I have a question about a positive COVID-19 test.
Okay.
I don't know if you'll be able to answer this. I'm trying to find the right person for this question. But I tested positive for COVID last Friday. And I started showing symptoms last Tuesday. So I got a call from the Department of Health in Montgomery this Monday, a few days ago, and they said that they would send a letter to me detailing, you know, when my the dates for my self-isolation. And me and my roommate both tested positive and got the same call and realized that they had the wrong street address where they were moving to. So worried about getting that that letter. We're basically wondering if it was possible to just drive down to Montgomery and like physically obtain that letter in person.
Did you contact them back to try to correct the address?
We did, but it did be too late timing wise where we couldn't receive it in the mail in time.
Okay, so I'll advise you to contact them back to see if it's okay for you to pick it up in person.
Okay. That wouldn't be with y'all, though. I couldn't show up to, like, just the Alabama Department of Public Health in Montgomery? Or like, you don't have that information?
Well, it's not us. We're the testing line. We just assist with finding the nearest testing site to see if you have COVID.
Okay. See, everyone I talk to says, okay, go talk to someone else. So I'm just trying to find the right person to talk to. I don't think it's who I talked to before because they referred me to my county hotline, and then the county said that they can't get that information, so I should go back to the state. But I'll give them a call back.
All right. Thank you for calling COVID Vaccine Hotline. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Welcome, bye-bye.